We're moments away from Dunedin Blue Jays baseball.
Feliz crushes it deep into the Dunedin night. The walk-off winner for the Jays.
Let's head to the ballpark. For all the play-by-play action, here's the voice of the DJs, Larry Larson.
From TD Ballpark in Dunedin, Florida, it's finally almost time for Dunedin Blue Jays baseball. Tonight, it's the third game of a seven-game series between the third-place Blue Jays and the second-place Lakeland Flying Tigers. Hey, everybody, it's Larry Larson in with you. So glad you could join us. And, hey, sorry for the wait. Welcome into the Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show. The pregame show is brought to you by Eddie's Bar and Grill in Dunedin. Enjoy a game on one of 50 flat-screen TVs or play in the game room designed for all ages. Eddie's Bar and Grill, where every day is game day. Mother Nature has made game day pretty difficult these last two nights. Yesterday, these two teams were supposed to play a doubleheader. Instead, we only got one seven-inning game and a three-hour rain delay. And tonight, we were supposed to start a doubleheader at 5 o'clock, but we'll get this game started at 7:05 after some rain. So it's been just one of those weeks where you got to roll with the punches, but that's life in the Florida State League in August. Blue Jays come into this one 28-26. In the second half of the season, that's six games out of a playoff spot behind first-place Fort Myers with 11 games to play, while Lakeland is in a better spot. They gained a game of ground last night. They are three games behind the first-place Mighty Muscles at 31-23 in the second half. Let's recap last night's ball game for you, shall we? It's often said in baseball, sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. And sometimes it rains. Well, last night for the DJs, it not only rained, but the Blue Jays also lost. 4-2 the final score last night. Blue Jays jumped ahead early, though, as in the second inning they got on the board thanks to a double steal and the wheels of Manny Beltre. Now the first pitch, Freevy goes, pitch misses low and away, throw down, is cut off, here comes Manny to the plate, he's in there! Beltre slides around the tag from Valencia, and the Blue Jays get on the board with a little bit of trickery. So Manny Beltre steals home on a double steal, which put the Blue Jays ahead 1-0. But shortly after that, we entered a rain delay. And it rained, and rained some more for over 3 hours. And then afterwards, we resumed the bottom of the second inning with Eddie Micheletti at the plate. In an 0-1 count, and he didn't need time to adjust. He swung at the first pitch out of the delay and slapped it into left for an RBI single, drove home Freethy to make it 2-0 Blue Jays. Lakeland cut into that lead in the next two innings. They scored in the third inning on a drop third strike and an error that allowed Nomar Fania to score from first base. That made it 2-1. Then in the fourth inning, Fania made an impact again on a sac fly with the bases loaded. Brought in the game's tying run, and that made it 2-2. That 2-2 score held throughout the seven-inning ball game until Lakeland forced extras. Blue Jays threatened in the bottom of the seventh inning. They loaded the bases with one out but couldn't capitalize, and that got the game to an extra eighth inning. Again, it was supposed to be a doubleheader, so that first game was just seven innings, and the second game was non-existent. But in the eighth inning, Lakeland scored twice, once on a ground out and once on a wild pitch, and that put them ahead 4-2. And then in the bottom of the eighth, the Blue Jays could not respond, and they left two runners on to end the ball game. Just a tough one last night, so the series stands at 2-0 in favor of the Flying Tigers. Let's take a look at the standings around the Florida State League. And if you're watching on MILB TV, you see the full overall standings on the season, where Lakeland owns the best record in the Florida State League West. However, they missed the playoffs by a half game in the first half in a brutal kick of scheduling. We'll touch on that later. Lakeland at 73-46, but three games out of a playoff spot behind Fort Myers in the second half standings. Blue Jays overall at 62-58. Let's dive into the pitching matchup for tonight's ball game. It features two right-handers. For Lakeland, it's Josh Randall making his professional debut, Detroit's third-round draft pick out of the University of San Diego just last month. Randall at San Diego made 14 starts, pitched to a 3.73 ERA in 72 and a third innings, and was a big part of a team that won not only the West Coast Conference regular season title, but also the tournament title. Randall will be opposed by Daniel Guerra, who has been the Blue Jays' best starting pitcher lately. He's thrown five innings or more in each of his last three starts. Guerra, in four starts with the Blue Jays, has thrown 19 and a third innings to an ERA of 4.19, striking out 20 and walking 7 after opening the season down with the Florida Complex League Jays. So that's the pitching matchup tonight. It's Josh Randall for Lakeland in his pro debut. Daniel Guerra going for the Jays. So that's the pitching matchup, and the pitching matchup is always presented by Clear Sky Draft House on Main Street in Dunedin. Find fresh chef-driven pub grub, complemented by high-end craft beers at Clear Sky. Now for the starting lineups for tonight's ball game, which, by the way, will be a singular nine-inning contest, and we'll have more details on what's to follow the rest of the week later on. Starting with the starting lineup for Lakeland, David Smith will lead it off and play left field. Jack Penny back in the lineup, batting second and playing second base. Josue Briseño, Detroit's number 10 prospect, is the first baseman, batting third. Jose De La Cruz is the cleanup man, playing right. Corey Joyce will DH and hit fifth. Nomar Fania is out in center, hitting sixth. Archer Brookman will catch and bat eighth. Christian Santana is over at third base, hitting eighth. And Franjerber Montilla rounds it out, playing shortstop and batting ninth. Those are the Flying Tigers, and we'll get you the Blue Jays starting lineup after our nation's national anthem. We'll take a listen in, then come back, get you the Blue Jays starting lineup, and finally, first pitch. Another rain-delayed first pitch, but first pitch no less, coming up soon here on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Right, the anthem has been played, the lines are all chalked up, and perhaps most importantly, the tarp is off the field. We're set for baseball between the Dunedin Blue Jays and Lakeland Flying Tigers. Thanks for sticking with us on your Thursday night. We gave you the Flying Tigers starting lineup, now let's get you the Jays starting lineup. Starting with Eddie Micheletti, he'll lead off in DH. Arjun Namala will bat second and play shortstop. Sean Keyes is over at third base, hitting third. Carter Cunningham is the cleanup man, playing first base. Edward Duran will catch the Blue Jays starter Daniel Guerra and hit fifth. Nick Mitchell is out in right field, batting sixth. Tucker Toman is the second baseman, hitting seventh. Braden Berry patrols center field, he'll bat eighth. And J.R. Freethy is the left fielder tonight, rounding out the Blue Jays' order, batting ninth. That's the lineup and the defense behind the big, tall right-hander Daniel Guerra, who stands at 6'6", 230 pounds, 20 years old, native of Venezuela. And Guerra has been a nice story down the stretch of the season for this Blue Jays club that has struggled to get some length out of its starting pitching. And that's generally how it goes this time of year in single A. Guys run out of innings. Guys run out of gas. But it seems that Daniel Guerra has picked up some steam as the season has started to draw to a close. He's gone at least five innings in each of his last three starts. He's one of just two Blue Jays pitchers to pitch five innings in a single start here this month, along with Gilberto Batista, recently acquired from Boston. So Guerra's numbers in four starts with the Blue Jays, 19 and a third innings with a 4.19 ERA and a whip under one at 0.98. Throws a fastball slider changeup combo, throws that fastball the majority of the time. That slider has been real, real effective for him here, especially as of late. Blue Jays suiting up in their alternate blue tops here for tonight's ball game. Dunedin D with the birdhead logo on the left chest with white numbers on the back and home white pants, while Lakeland goes with some traditional road grays, flying tigers in script across the chest, and navy blue trimmed in orange and white. Same for the numbers on the back. We are ready for baseball. Mother Nature had her way for about 2 hours, but now we're almost ready. But we've got some kind of a delay. As Gustavo Garza, the home plate umpire, points down the left field line to J.R. Freethy and says, "Hey, go close that gate." So J.R. has to hustle into the left field corner. And technically our rain delay will last for about one more minute. It's like when you'd leave the door open after coming inside and from playing in the backyard when you were a kid, and your mom would say something to the liking of, "Hey, what do we live in, a barn?" First pitch to David Smith is a called strike, and we are finally underway at 7:06 Eastern Time. Smith, a switch hitter, batting from the left side, waits on the 0-1, swings and misses over the four-seam fastball at 93 from Guerra. That's 0-2. Smith hitting 190, 98 games played with Lakeland. The 0-2 toss misses upstairs. One ball, two strikes. It is an ABS strike zone tonight, so Garza himself is not calling balls and strikes. It's the computer upstairs. Caden Gustafson is in the field. The 1-2. Smith rips and misses over a fastball. That's strike three. Well, Daniel Guerra was set to go. Strikes out the first batter he faces after the rain delay.
Second baseman, number 39, Jack Penny.
Punch out gets us started, and here's Jack Penny. Somebody in the seat says, "Go Irish." Penny, the Notre Dame product, digs in. First pitch to the lefty. It's called strike on a fastball, top of the strike zone. It's 0-1. No score, just getting started. Top of the first inning. Guerra winds and deals, and Penny swings and misses way out in front of a changeup, and it's 0-2. Penny didn't play last night in the seven-inning contest that Lakeland won 4-2. He did play in game one of the series, went 0-for-2 with three walks. Fouls the 0-2 off. We'll do it again. Penny was the Tigers' fifth-round selection out of Notre Dame. He's a native of Massachusetts. And so far, in his time as a pro, he's hitting .273. Watch the fastball way upstairs. One ball, two strikes. Penny spins the bat around in a big circle. An open stance from the left side. The 1-2. He turns away from a fastball that breezes in. Two balls, two strikes. Penny. Penny coming off a spring in which he played 52 games and hit 269 for Notre Dame. 2-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Guerra went to the high cheddar. Fastball just a little bit high of the zone. But boy, did he reach back for that one. 95 on the gun. So the bases are empty for Josue Briseño. The top of the first inning. We're scoreless. Briseño went 0 for 3 last night with a walk. He's 2 for 14 since coming off the IL. First pitch to the lefty. Bouncing ball foul behind home plate. And it's 0-1. Guerra kicks and tosses. And Briseño skies it into shallow left. J.R. Freethy takes a few steps in and makes the catch. And that ends the inning. Quick work for Daniel Guerra. Two strikeouts and a flyout. That sends us to the bottom of the first. We've got no score between Lakeland and the Jays on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Lakeland nothing, and the Blue Jays coming to the plate in the bottom of the first inning at TD Ballpark. Game three of the seven-game series. Eddie Micheletti leads off for the Jays. Left-handed batter, right-handed thrower, and the first pitch from Josh Randall in the pros. Misses low and in. On a fastball at 94. It's 1-0. So two 2024 draft picks going at it here. Pitch to Mick. He takes just downstairs. Two balls, no strikes. Micheletti had himself a day yesterday. Went 3-for-4 with an RBI. 2-0. That's a strike. Sinking fastball finds the zone. It's 2-1. Micheletti riding a 14-game on-base streak. He's reached in every game he's played as a pro. 2-1. Has flied into center. Fania comes in and makes the catch. Head high. So Micheletti will have to wait to try and extend it to 15 later. Brings up Arjun Namala. Namala went 0 for 3 yesterday in the Blue Jays' two-run loss. Struck out twice. Blue Jays trying to get back on the right track here at home. First pitch to Arjun. A slider just missed the bottom of the zone. It's ball one. Blue Jays are 3-11 in their last 14 here at TD Ballpark. The pitch. This is inside, almost hit Namala. Two balls, no strikes. Randall, the 6'4" right-hander, throws a fastball slider changeup from somewhat of a sidearm slot. 2-0 is a hopper to the shortstop, Montilla. He gobbles it up, sidearms to first in time. Two up, two down for Randall to open his pro career.
Third baseman, number 8, Sean Keyes.
Brings Sean Keyes to the dish with nobody on. Nothing-nothing ball game, bottom one. He's a left-handed batter, had yesterday off. First pitch to him. A fastball low for ball one. He's Toronto's fourth-round draft pick out of Bucknell. He's also played 14 games with the Jays, 1-0. That one's inside. Two balls, no strikes. He's hitting .236 across, one homer, but what jumps out is 12 runs driven in. He has been a run producer. 2-0. Down and inside. Three balls and no strikes. The numbers from this spring at San Diego for Randall, pretty darn good. 3.73 ERA. He deals, and Keys takes a called strike on a fastball that just clipped the high outside corner. So it's 3-1. Randall only walked 27 in those 72 innings. 3-1. Keys swings away, ropes it into center, but Fania is there, but he overran it. It sails over his head all the way to the wall. Keys around second. He's heading towards third. The relay throw is late. And it gets by, but it's backed up. Sean Keys has a triple. As Nomar Fania overran that ball.
First baseman, number 24, Carter Cunningham.
But here's Carter Cunningham to try and get Keys home. Those are tough plays for an outfielder to make. First pitch to Carter is lifted high in the air back towards center. Fania shades towards right. Camped under this one, makes the catch. And that ends the inning. No harm, no foul on the misplayed triple. So Josh Randall matches Daniel Guerra 0 with his own in the bottom of the first. And we go to the second with no score on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Leading off the top of the second inning for the Flying
Tigers. Bright LEDs shining down on the TD Ballpark turf as we go to the top of the second inning under a dark, cloudy sky in Dunedin, Florida. We've got no score. Daniel Guerra ready for the first pitch to Jose De La Cruz, Lakeland's cleanup man. And here it is. It's popped up high in the air on the infield. Guerra called off by the first baseman Cunningham. He makes the catch. That ball had some serious hang time off De La Cruz's bat. It was up there for a while. But at the end of it, he's out number one. So here's Corey Joyce. Joyce the DH tonight for Lakeland. On a rehab assignment. Righty on righty, first pitch. Is popped up. First base side, foul ground. Cunningham on the track. That time he can't make the play. Into the seats. So it's 0-1. Well, Lakeland seeing how many strikes Daniel Guerra threw in the first inning, and they're jumping all over the first pitch here in the second. Guerra struck out two 1-2-3 first. Joyce went 0-for-3 yesterday with a walk and two strikeouts. The pitch is flied into shallow right. Tolman, the second baseman, glides back, calls off the first baseman Cunningham, and puts the squeeze on him. Sounded like Cunningham and Tolman had some kind of a back and forth there. Heard a few I got it.
Center fielder, number 25, Nomar Fania.
But at the end of the day, it was Tolman who had it. Two up, two down in the second. Base is empty for Nomar Fania, batting from the left side here against the righty Guerra. First offer is chopped foul. So the trend of swinging at the first pitch continues. It's 0-1. Fania just today named a Florida Complex League All-Star for his campaign there this summer. 0-1. Changeup misses outside. 1-1. Fania in 53 games with the Florida Complex League Tigers hit .291 with 10 homers. 1-1. He skies it into shallow left. Freethy hustles in. Namala ranges out. It's the left fielder Freethy who parks for it and puts it away. Three very quick fly ball outs for Daniel Guerra in the second inning, and it's six up, six down for the right-hander. On to the home second. No score on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Bally Live. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in-store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Leading off the bottom of the second inning for the Blue Jays, catcher number 12, Edward Duran.
Home half of the second inning in Dunedin. We've got no score between Lakeland and the DJs. Tonight's ball game, a nine-inning game. This was originally supposed to be a doubleheader, though. First pitch to Edward Duran, rolled down to first base. Briseño is there, and he steps on the first base bag himself. One pitch, one out for Josh Randall. Here's Nick Mitchell.
Right fielder, number 43, Nick Mitchell.
Mitchell, a left-handed batter, went 1-for-4 yesterday. Right-handed thrower, left-handed batter, first pitch. Fastball called strike. Bottom of the zone, 0-1. Randall worked around a two-out triple from Sean Keyes in the first to keep this game scoreless. 0-1. Is slapped past the reach of the third baseman Santana into left, and Nick Mitchell uses the opposite field for a hit. Takes a big round at first, but stops with a single. Nice piece of hitting there. Brings up Tucker Tolman.
Second baseman, number 9, Tucker Tolman.
Tolman, a switch hitter, getting his first action of the week here tonight. Went 1-for-10 last week. First pitch. Down and inside. Back foot breaking ball there. 1-0. Tolman has played 73 games this season, hitting .220 with four homers. Bounces the bat up and down off his back shoulder, and the 1-0 to him. Misses outside. Two balls, no strikes. Tolman spent about a month away from the club on the development list. Pretty much just working in the hitting lab over at the team's player development facility. Now he's back. 2-0. His line foul. Third base side. It's 2-1. Mitchell, a pretty good runner over at first. Blue Jays trying to get on the board first in the bottom of the second. We've got no score. Infield playing to pull for Tolman. Hole on the left side. 2-1. A slider turns in there for a called strike at the bottom of the zone. It's a good pitch from Randall. Two balls, two strikes. Randall sets at the belt, reads the sign from Brookman, kicks and delivers. And Tolman loops it shallow center. Fania in, he can't get it. Bounces in front of him. Back-to-back one-out knocks for the Jays in the second.
Center fielder, number two, Braden Berry.
So here's Braden Berry for the first time tonight. And this week, Berry hitting 182 in his 30 games. His season shortened by an early April hit-by-pitch against these Flying Tigers. Righty on righty, first pitch. A fastball zips into the top of the zone, called strike, and it's 0-1. Scoreless ball game, bottom of the second. Berry with an opportunity to change that. A former West Virginia Mountaineer is driven in six runs. 0-1. A jam shot foul ball above the Blue Jays dugout. 0-2. Berry has started to find his stride here this month of August. 273 average in 13 games this month. Here's the 0-2. A slider down and outside. It was a chase pitch, and Berry did not. 1-2. Game time temperature tonight is pretty cool for our standards this time of year. 84 degrees. 1-2 is cut on and missed. That's strike three. Randall got him on the fastball. Out number two.
Left fielder, number 14, J.R. Freely.
Randall will have that ball returned to the third base dugout. It's his first pro strikeout. Comes in a pretty good spot here. Runners on first and second. Scoreless game. Bottom two. First pitch to Freethy, batting from the left side. A slider finds the back door, called strike. On the outside edge, it's 0-1. Freethy, much like Eddie Micheletti, riding a 14-game on-base streak. 0-1. Down and inside, one ball, one strike. So all 14 games that Freethy's played as a pro, he's reached base. Not a bad start. Freethy hitting .237 across, .719 on-base plus slugging, above average. 1-1. Outside. Two balls, one strike. Freethy, Toronto's 14th round selection out of Nevada. Bats in an open stance, deep bend at the knees. The pitch is a bouncing ball foul off Eddie Micheletti's hand in the on-deck circle. Just a little tapper. Two balls, two strikes. Freethy played last night. Had a single and a run scored as well as a walk. 2-2. It's bouncing ball down to third, and it eats up Santana. He knocks it down, keeps it on the infield, but everybody's safe. That'll be an E5 to load him up for Eddie Micheletti. pitcher Randall will get a visit from Archer Brookman here. And you got to imagine that conversation might be something like, hey, keep doing what you're doing. You're throwing strikes. Don't worry about what you can't control. Because of that error, if there's any damage here in this inning, it's going to be unearned. First pitch to Eddie. Down and outside. It's 1-0. Micheletti flied out to center in the first inning. Spins the bat around a few times in a big circle. 1-0. It's popped up on the infield, back down to third base. Ball finds Santana again, and he makes the catch to end the inning. Blue Jays leave them loaded in the bottom of the second inning. We've still got no score through two on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Blue Jays load the bases in the bottom of the second and can't capitalize. So it's still nothing as we're on to the top of the third inning. Six up, six down. Guerra going for nine up, nine down, hopefully. Blue Jays starter. He's needed just 18 pitches to get through those first six. So he'll face Brookman, Santana, and Mantilla, 7, 8, 9 in the Flying Tigers lineup. First pitch to Archer Brookman. Fastball pops the low outside corner. It's 0-1. Brookman had yesterday off, hitting 238 on the campaign. 0-1. Check swing on a slider. Did he go? No swing, says Caden Gustafson. 1-1, 1-1. Brookman has played 45 games. 3 homers in that time. 1-1. That's a called strike. Very top of the zone on a cutter, according to StatCast, but that's likely just the slider from Guerra. Doesn't throw a cutter, at least to our knowledge. Brookman calls time, steps out of the box. Bats in an open stance. The 1-2. Fastball way up. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Brookman has had the Blue Jays' number. He's 8-for-19 against the DJs this year. 2-2 to him. Comebacker past Guerra, past the dive of Toman into center. And right on cue, Archer Brookman continues his damage against the Jays. Hot shot comebacker, 92 off the bat. Gave Guerra a haircut and gives the Flying Tigers their first knock. So here's Christian Santana. Santana playing his first game this week. Went 1-for-7 last week. And Lakeland series split with Bradenton. No score at top three. First pitch to Santana. Off speed. Misses up and in. It's 1-0. Santana, a guy who's a staple on Detroit's top 30 prospect list each of the last handful of seasons since he was signed in 2021. Guerra sets and throws. Santana takes high. Two balls, no strikes. But Santana has really, really struggled. First last season with Lakeland. Now this season again. Hitting 153 in 54 games. He's got good pop with seven homers. Just hasn't been able to hit for average. 2-0. Fastball low. Three balls, no strikes. Guerra yet to issue a walk tonight. Reads the sign from Duran. And wheels the 3-0 home. That one's in there. Fastball right down the chute. Took a little off there. 90 miles an hour on the four-seamer. Three balls and a strike. Santana, a native of the Dominican Republic, waits on the 3-1 offer. And it just misses the outside corner. Tried to paint the black on the fastball, but missed. The first two batters are on. And Lakeland's third inning.
Shortstop, number 8, Frangerber Montilla.
So here's Frangerber Montilla. Another switch hitter. One of three for the Flying Tigers tonight. It's a rarity to see that many these days. Only about 8% of all hitters in Major League Baseball are switch hitters in 2024. First pitch to Montilla. Fastball high. It's 1-0. Montilla, the Tigers' number 15 prospect, according to MLB Pipeline's list. Off to a slow start in his time with Lakeland. Single A, 1-0. A fastball runs in, and Edward Duran says, I need to talk this over with Daniel. Guerra has lost the zone a little bit. Walked to Santana. And now behind 2-0 on Montilla. So Montilla hitting sub 113 games. More walks than hits. Seven walks to four knocks. Guerra sets the belt. Gives a look out at second base. Now throws home. And there's a strike. Edward Duran with the magic words. It's 2-1. One thing that I'm sure helps Edward in those mound visits is he is one of the funniest guys on this Blue Jays team. 2-1. Montilla breaks his bat on a slow roller to second. Tolman looks to the runner, and he's out of the baseline for the out, but that's the only out they'll get. Tolman was ready to tag out Christian Santana, but he gets a nice ovation from Lakeland's dugout because that's just heads-up base running.
Fielder, number 10, defense.
As a runner, you're taught, if you're in the base path, running from first to second on a double play ball, just stop. Don't let the defender tag you. That's exactly what Santana did there. Prevents Tolman from turning two. Brookman to third. Montilla aboard on the fielder's choice. And there's one out for David Smith. Leadoff man. First pitch. High and outside. It's 1-0. Smith struck out swinging in the top of the first. Now has a chance to put the game's first run on the board. Men on the corners for him. He's got 36 runs driven in. 1-0. A slider called strike. Upper half of the zone. 1-1. A little bit of blue sky overhead, but the sun, I don't think we're going to see the sun tonight. 1-1. Smith takes low. Duran drops to his knees to smother it. Two balls, one strike. So again, tonight's game was supposed to be two games, two seven-inning games. But because of the rain delay that pushed first pitch back about 2 hours, just one nine-inning game. The pitch. Smith takes high. 3 balls and 1 strike. Smith, the UConn product. Bats in a slightly open stance. 3-1 to him. Is popped up out of play. Third base side, and that runs it full. Smith steps out of the box, adjusts his white batting gloves. He's a Pennsylvania native. Started his college career at LaSalle in Philadelphia before transferring up to UConn. Here comes the payoff pitch from Guerra. Runner goes from first, and the pitch misses up. That loads the bases with one out for Jack Penny. That's enough to spark a mound visit from Joel Hernandez. Blue Jays bullpen coach, as per the roster, but essentially it's just a tag team on the pitching coach side of things. With Hernandez and Corey Reardon. So Tucker Thoman comes in from second base as well. As Hernandez calls the dugout for a towel, and Luke Green will hustle that out to the mound. As I guess you can consider this a perspiration timeout. We have seen this from Guerra before, where he was really sweat a ton and needed to call for a towel before. And now Blue Jays skipper Jose Mayorga out of the first base dugout. Let's talk about something with Gustavo Garza, the home plate umpire. Not entirely sure what. It might be something relating to those mound visits. Anyways, here we go. Big spot early in this game. No score, top of the third. Bases jammed with one out for Jack Penny. First pitch to the lefty. Downstairs, check swing. He held up. One or no. Penny struck out swinging against Guerra in the first. He throws. And Penny takes a called strike. Fastball at the bottom of the zone. It's 1-1. Penny, the wiry lefty, waits on the 1-1 and takes downstairs. 2 balls and 1 strike. It's Brookman on third base, Montilla on second, and Smith over at first. A scoreless game in the third. 2-1 offer. Penny thought about it, but he lays off a high slider. It's 3-1. Nowhere to put him. Guerra's command largely these last three starts has been spot on. We haven't seen him struggle like this. 3-1. It's downstairs. It's ball four. It's a bases loaded walk for Jack Penny. That opens up the scoring tonight. Brookman in from third, and it's 1-0 Lakeland in the third.
First baseman, number 58, Josue
Briseño. That's the fourth bases loaded walk Blue Jays pitching has issued this week. They issued three of them back on Tuesday. Bases still loaded for Josue Briseño. First pitch. A balk called. Oh, man. Montilla trots on home from third base. Make it 2-0. Lakeland in the third. Smith moves to third. Penny up to second. That pitch doesn't count. So now the first pitch to Josue Briseño. is swung on and missed. Big hack there. That's 0-1. Bersanio flied out to right, his first time in the first. 0-1 is slapped the opposite way, out of play. It's 0-2. Fastball at 94 there. Guerra worked highly efficiently through the first two innings, needing just 18 pitches. But now his pitch count is up to 45. 0-2 to Bersanio. Breaking ball called, strike three. Upper outside edge of the zone is a big out number two for Daniel Guerra. So here's Jose De La Cruz. De La Cruz with runners on second and third. Flying Tigers with two runs in, top three. Guerra trying to keep it that way. Righty on righty, first pitch is popped up, out of play. First base side, it's 0-1. De La Cruz homered back in game one on Tuesday. That was an 8-3 Lakeland win. Outside of that, though, the Blue Jays have kept De La Cruz pretty quiet this season in their matchups. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball got him, and it's 0-2. De La Cruz hitting just .159 against the Jays this season with 22 strikeouts. On base plus slugging, .500. So the Blue Jays have pitched him well. Guerra trying to continue that trend here. The 0-2 is cracked in the air to right. Mitchell moving back in front of the track, circles back and makes the catch. And that ends the inning. But not before Lakeland scores twice, once on a bases loaded walk, and once on a balk. No less. Flying Tigers 2, Blue Jays nothing. On to the home third on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Fans, make sure.
Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Josh Randall's pro debut is just two innings, but they were scoreless, and he comes out of the ball game with his Flying Tigers leading the DJs 2-0. Duke Abert is handed the baseball for Lakeland. He deals the first pitch to Arjun Namala, and a changeup is taken for a called strike. It's 0-1. Not entirely surprising that Randall only went two innings tonight. It was his first official in-game action, since May 31st, 0-1. Namala takes in. One ball, one strike. And that was when Randall pitched against Oregon in NCAA regionals. So it's been a while for him. 1-1. Namala lays off a fastball down and outside. It's 2-1. So the details on Abert. He's a guy who split time between the rotation and the bullpen. 5.94 ERA, 19 appearances across 53 innings. 2-1. is cranked high in the air, deep to left. Smith at the wall, jumps and makes the catch. Namala got jammed just a little bit. Couldn't quite get all of it. And he's out number one. Still somewhat of an impressive swing there from Namala. A fastball in on the hands, and he almost hit it out. First pitch to Keys, misses up and outside. It's 1-0. Lakeland leads 2-0, bottom three. Keys tripled his first time in the first. 1-0. Outside. Two balls, no strikes. Barrett has made two appearances against the Jays. One out of the pen, one a start. 2-0. Keys lays off a fastball downstairs. Three balls, no strikes. Barrett in six innings has allowed four earned runs, striking out seven and walking just one against Dunedin. 3-0. That's a strike. Fastball paints the inside edge. 3-1. Keys in a straightaway left-handed stance. Ready for the pitch. He chops it down to first sharply. Briseño spears it and dashes to the bag and steps on the pillow for the out. Two up, two down for Abert.
First baseman, number 24, Carter Cunningham.
Base is empty for Carter Cunningham. Blue Jays trail 2-0, bottom three. First pitch to the lefty. Fastball outside. 1-0. Barrett, a native of Nicaragua, deals the 1-0. And Cunningham pops it up. Third base side of the infield. Santana's camped. He steps towards second and makes the catch. And the Blue Jays go down 1-2-3. In the third, through three, Lakeland 2, Blue Jays nothing. On the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Bally Live. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
After a 31-pitch third inning, Daniel Guerra comes back out for the fourth for the Dunedin Blue Jays as they trail Lakeland 2-0 at TD Ballpark. This is the third game of a seven-game set here this week. Penultimate series in the regular season. Hard to believe. First pitch to Corey Joyce. A fastball called strike right on the outside black. 0-1. Joyce 0-4-1 with a pop out to Toman. A pitch. Called strike at the bottom of the zone. It's 0-2. Toman, the Blue Jays' second baseman, positioned pretty much straight up the middle for the righty Joyce. Guerra rocks and throws. And Joyce takes a slider down and away. One ball, two strikes. Guerra with three strikeouts on the evening. Rocks back and forth on the rubber. Into his motion, the pitch. Fastball up. Two balls, two strikes. A little bit of action now in the Blue Jays bullpen. A few fellas stretching out. Nobody throwing quite yet. Here's the 2-2. Joyce takes a called strike three. Fastball at the bottom of the zone. Turns back to home plate umpire Gustavo Garza and shakes his head. Maybe forgetting that, hey, it's not Garza's fault. Fourth punch out for Guerra. Brings up Nomar Fania. Fania flied out to left his first time. First pitch to him. He pops it up third base side, and it floats into the seats. Slams onto an empty seat down below us. 0-1. Guerra regaining his rhythm. He nods at the sign, throws, and misses up and away. One ball, one strike. Guerra's first outing with the Jays was pretty rough on the road at Daytona. He threw two scoreless innings and then kind of collapsed in the third. 1-1, low and in. Two balls, one strike. He eventually allowed five earned runs in three and a third innings in that outing, but since then he's been a different pitcher. Dominant in stretches. 2-1. High and outside. Three balls, one strike. So Guerra behind Fania here. Blue Jays behind Lakeland. 2-0, top of the fourth. And there's one tangible thing that you can point to with Guerra's success here lately. It's his delivery, his windup. He eliminated an unnecessary motion from it. Now he's throwing a lot more strikes. 3-1, Fania turns on it. It's deep to right. Mitchell's back. He's at the barrier, and that ball is gone. It's a home run, signaled by Caden Gustafson. And Nomar Fania has his first in single A. Laser beam shot out to right. Makes it 3-0, Flying Tigers in the fourth. He hit 10 in the FCL. And it probably only felt like a matter of time for him for number one here at the next level. Base is empty for Archer Brookman. First pitch. Fastball up. That's 1-0. Guerra with long blue socks. Kicks and throws. And misses up and in. Two balls, no strikes on Brookman, who singled and scored last inning. So a two spot for Lakeland in the third. And now a solo homer from Fania in the fourth. 2-0. Brookman pops it up. Behind home plate, Duran gives it a look. Has a bead on it on the track, and it's into the seats. Right into the front row. It's 2-1. But talking about Guerra's mechanics, he originally started his windup with his hands fully extended, and then before he would start his motion, he would bring his hands tight in. And so if you're watching on MILB TV, you can see his hands start at the belt now. 2-1. Brookman swings and misses over a fastball. Two balls, two strikes. A lot of people in pitching and in scouting in general talk about the importance of having a repeatable delivery. The more repeatable your delivery is, the easier it is to throw strikes consistently. For Guerra, his delivery is now much more repeatable. 2-2. Fastball up. It's full now, 3-2. As throwing officially begins out in the Blue Jays bullpen. Righty loosening up. It's Nate Garko. Payoff pitch. Brookman swings and pops it up out of play. Over the press box, out towards the home plate gate. A souvenir for maybe a few straggling tailgaters tonight. 3-2 again. Brookman lines it into left. Freethy moving back. Makes the catch. Brookman put away for out number two.
Santana.
Brings up Santana with nobody on. Flying Tigers with a run in on the homer from Fania. They lead it 3-0. Top of the fourth. Santana walked his last time and only time tonight. Last inning. Righty on righty here. First pitch. A slider upstairs. It's 1-0. Had the chance to talk to Blue Jays pitching coach Corey Reardon about Guerra and his mechanics. 1-0 is down. Two balls, no strikes. And I asked him, how much of Daniel's success do you attribute to that little adjustment? And he said, no, honestly, not a whole ton. 2-0 is low, three balls, no strikes. Corey said he thinks it's a lot of a comfort thing. Guerra now comfortable at this next level. He's been working hard, 3-0. It's a called strike, 3-1. He's had good bullpens in between starts. A lot of the time when guys combine good work with success, obviously that confidence goes way up. 3-1. Santana drills it high in the air on the left field side, but it's out of play. Well out of play. So it's full, 3-2. I'm sure Guerra will continue to get more and more comfortable as his time in Dunedin goes on. One more start left after this one, and presumably he'll start here next year. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Santana chased a cutter down and outside. Throw to first from Duran in time. And that ends the inning. Daniel Guerra with five strikeouts through four. However, he does allow a solo homer to Nomar Fania. Lakeland's lead swells to 3-0. On the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. To the bottom of the fourth we go. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Blue Jays trail 3-0 as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning at TD Ballpark. Edward Duran leads it off for the Jays against Duque Aibert. First pitch is lined into left, deep, but right at Smith. Now he takes a step in and makes the catch. Duran on a line for out number one. Brings up Nick Mitchell. Mitchell singled his first time, slapped it the opposite way. First pitch. A changeup up and outside. It's 1-0. Put the ball outside of the reach of the third baseman, Santana. 1-0. Mitchell bounces it foul, first base side. One ball, one strike. So Nick batting in the sixth spot for the first time this season with the Jays. And we say this season very loosely, as Mitchell has now just played 15 games with the DJs after being drafted. 1-1. misses up and in. Mitchell whips out of the way. Two balls, one strike. Mitchell bounced around Indiana's lineup a little bit throughout the season this spring. He was primarily a leadoff guy. It was the 2-1. Just misses low. 3-1. Had the chance to talk to Mitchell about the differences between batting in different spots in the order. 3-1. He swings and fouls it back. Runs it full, 3-2. And Mitchell said that generally his approach doesn't change a ton, but it's more the way you get pitched. He said at the top of the lineup, you see a lot more fastballs. 3-2 is popped up. Third base side, Santana on the edge of the outfield grass makes the catch. Two up, two down for Abert. Five up, five down out of the bullpen.
Second baseman, number nine, Tucker Tolman.
Nobody on for Tucker Tolman. Blue Jays trail 3-0. The bottom of the fourth inning. Tolman singled his first time out to shallow center in the second. Batting from the left side here, he takes the first pitch for a called strike. It's 0-1. So to pick up on Mitchell, he said in the leadoff spot, you see a lot more fastballs, but when he batted third in Indiana, 0-1, outside, one ball, one strike. Or sometimes when he even batted fifth, he said, you almost get no fastballs. Slider, curveball, changeup, but almost no fastballs. 1-1. Tolman jumps out of the way. 2-1. So a whole lot is made of batting leadoff, but not only our hitter's approach is different to batting leadoff, but the way pitchers go at hitters in different spots is also different. 2-1. Tolman swings through a high fastball. Two balls, two strikes. Blue Jays left the bases loaded in the bottom of the second inning. That's been their best scoring chance. That was against Josh Randall, Lakeland starter. 2-2 to Tucker. It is fouled off out of play. Third base side. We'll do it again. Hey, Barrett. It's a fresh baseball. Here comes the fresh 2-2 pitch. It's upstairs. Runs it full, 3-2. Hey, Barrett with some long hair flowing out of the back of his navy blue cap. He unloads the payoff pitch. And Tolman just gets a piece of it, fouls it back to the screen. We'll have a do-over. Tolman digs into the back of the box. Always looks loose up there. Payoff again. And swung on and missed. That's strike three. Went after a high fastball, and Duque Abert has retired the first six Blue Jays he's faced tonight. We move along to the fifth. It's still 3-0 Lakeland on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. For the first time since his first start with the Jays, Daniel Guerra doesn't go five innings or more. Blue Jays go to the bullpen and hand the baseball to Christopher Castro, who was originally slated to start game two of a doubleheader tonight, but hey, guess what? No game two tonight. First pitch to Franger Barramontia misses up and away. It's 1-0. Lakeland leads this one 3-0 in the top of the fifth. Castro kicks and delivers, and the pitch is swung on and fouled back. One ball, one strike. We started the night with a rain delay. We were supposed to play game one of the doubleheader at 5 o'clock, but after 2 hours of rain, they said, all right, we're going to scrap the doubleheader tonight. 1-1 misses outside. Two balls, one strike on Montilla, who reached on a fielder's choice and came in to score in the third inning. Castro reads the sign, throws home. Duran swings and foul tips it. Rather, Montilla swings and foul tips it into Duran's mitt. Two balls, two strikes. Castro with a 5.40 ERA and a short time with the Jays. 2-2 is fouled off first base side, out of play. It's a souvenir. We'll do it again. Castro spent most of the season with the FCL Blue Jays. Posted a 4.78 ERA there and 43 and a thirds innings, mostly in a starting role. 2-2 again. Montilla takes down and inside. Runs it full, 3-2. We'll get you the final line on Guerra here in a moment. And as Montilla calls time, we have a moment. Four innings, two hits, three runs they were earned, three walks, five Ks. Payoff pitch to Montilla is swung on and missed, strike three. Castro starts off his night with a strikeout. One away in the fifth.
Left fielder number 10, David Smith.
So here's David Smith. So with Castro coming in a piggyback role of sorts, feels like a good time to mention that there's no game two tonight, and that'll be played tomorrow. First pitch to David Smith. Misses in. That's 1-0. So a doubleheader tomorrow instead of tonight. And this game is nine innings. Full nine tonight. What a foreign concept. 1-0. Smith takes a called strike. 1-1. He's flipped around to the right side here after batting from the left side against Guerra. He's walked and struck out in two plate appearances. 1-1. Fastball misses high. Two balls, one strike. Just one of those weeks in the Florida State League where things get messy. Not just here, but also in Bradenton and Fort Myers. Smith calls time. On the Gulf Coast has been inundated by rain here this week. Count is 2-1 on Smith. Castro throws, and Smith pops it up into the seats. First base side. Two balls, two strikes. 3-0 Lakeland. Top of the fifth inning. They scored twice in the third and once in the fourth against Guerra. Castro has the sign, turns and tosses, and Smith lifts his back foot out of the way of a fastball. It's full, 3-2. Castro's last outing last week at Clearwater was a start. Four innings, one earned run. Payoff pitch to Smith. It's bouncing ball, foul on the third base line. So we'll do it again. Lakeland did a good job working Guerra after a quick start to his night. And now they're working Castro for a long count. Payoff pitch. Another foul ball on the third base side. Fielded cleanly by Andrew Graham. Lakeland's manager right on it. Former minor leaguer himself. Native of Australia. 3-2 again. Is flied into left. Freethy hustles towards the line, has a beat on it, and makes the catch. So Smith is retired. Two up, two down for Castro in the fifth.
Second baseman, number 39, Jack Penny.
Brings up Jack Penny with the bases empty. It's the Flying Tigers 3. The Jays nothing. Top of the fifth inning. Lakeland has taken the first two games of this series. Looking to make it three. First pitch to Penny is a tapper back to the mound. Reach and grab from Castro. Flip. Short arm flip to first in time. And the inning is over. Castro works at 1-2-3 in his first inning out of the bullpen. And we go to the home half of the fifth. But still, Lakeland 3, Blue Jays nothing. On the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Blue Jays facing a 3-0 deficit in the bottom of the fifth inning at TD Ballpark. Braden Berry leads it off in the bottom of the fifth against Duke Abert. First pitch. Swing and a foul tip off the catcher Brookman. And it's 0-1. Garza, the home plate umpire, will give Brookman a minute. Berry 0-1. Struck out swinging in the second inning. That was against Josh Randall. His first pro strikeout. Only strikeout tonight for Randall in two innings. 0-1. Is popped into shallow center. Fania races in, but it's the second baseman Penny who gets there first. He makes the catch. Berry's out number one.
Left fielder number 14, J.R. Freethy.
Seven straight retired by Abert out of the bullpen. Here's J.R. Freethy. Reached on an error in the second inning. First pitch to him. He takes a strike. Fastball at the top of the zone. Makes it 0-1. Blue Jays trail 3-0. Bottom of the fifth. Freethy batting from the left side. Waits on the 0-1. And pulls it foul on the first base side. He's behind 0-2. Some kind of a rare sight to see J.R. Freethy in the outfield tonight. Even though that's where he played for most of this collegiate season with Nevada. But here in the pro ranks, he's played infield for the most part. 0-2. Fastball high. One ball, two strikes. So was it difficult for Freethy to start playing infield again? He said, not really. 1-2. Swing and a foul back, and the bat goes careening into the Blue Jays' dugout. Oh, man. Glad everybody's all right down there. It bounced off the protective railing in front of the dugout. And Freethy will get the bat back. Peters to Bricky gives it a quick examination just to make sure it's not chipped up. And now Freethy will slather it in some pine tar. Letting go of the bat, endemic. Continuing up and down the Blue Jays lineup. It's a trend that really started earlier this month, and we've seen it 10 or more times at this point. 1-2. Freethy connects on a ground ball to second base. Right at Penny, fields it cleanly, throws to first for out number two.
Designated hitter number 40, Penny Micheletti.
Here's Eddie Micheletti. Micheletti 0-for-2 with two fly ball outs. Trying to extend his on-base streak to 15 games. First pitch. A slider called strike. 0-1. 3-zip Lakeland, the bottom of the fifth. Barrett kicks and delivers. And Micheletti takes a called strike two. Barrett really clipping along here. He's found a rhythm. His 0-2. Misses high and outside. One ball, two strikes. Barrett scooped up by the Tigers at 21 years old. He's 22 now. The 1-2. Up and in. Micheletti turns out of the box. Two balls, two strikes. Barrett with a breath. The pitch. And Micheletti swings and misses on a changeup, and that ends the inning. Barrett has been lights out out of Lakeland's bullpen. 9-up, 9-down for the righty. That takes us to the sixth. Still 3-0 Lakeland on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Top of the sixth, the TD Ballpark in a 9-inning ball game, unlike last night, which was a 7-inning ball game. We're playing a full 9 tonight. Lakeland leads it 3-0. Christopher Castro deals the first pitch to Josue Briseño. It swung on and missed. Challenged him on a high fastball, and it's 0-1. Briseño 0-for-2. Fly out and looking strikeout. Pulled against Daniel Guerra, Blue Jays starter. 0-1. Misses low and outside. One ball, one strike. Briseño still trying to settle back into the rhythm. The throes of the season after missing a few months on the IL. 1-1. is fly down the left field line. It fades into the seats. Look out, Nettie's Bar. Looks like the folks out there were kind of surprised to hear a foul ball. Count is 1-2. Castro reads the sign from Duran. Into his motion, the pitch is hammered into right, down for a hit. Mitchell moves towards the line, scoops it up, and that keeps Josue Briseño to a leadoff single in the sixth. That is a sweet swing. 100 miles an hour on the exit velo. Here's Jose De La Cruz. De La Cruz 0-2. Pop out to the first baseman Cunningham. And a fly out to right. Lakeland with a 3-0 advantage. Top of the sixth. Castro sets, takes a breath and deals. And misses high. It's 1-0. So being that tonight's originally scheduled doubleheader has been bumped to tomorrow, Blue Jays would love for Castro to eat 4 or maybe even 5 innings. 1-0. Misses up on a changeup. 2 balls, no strikes. 5 innings might be out of the question. Castro hasn't gone past 4 in his time in single A. 3 appearances. He's ready for the 2-0. And De La Cruz rips and misses. It's 2-1. But any time you have a week like this, where it's 7 games, rescheduling a rainout from earlier in the season, everything turns into a puzzle. Who's going to play when? Who's going to pitch? 2-1 is inside. 3-1. Now, if this were the big leagues, and say it were a 5-game and 4-day stretch, oh, that's easy. Just have a guy pitch on short rest. Bring a guy up from AAA. Pretty simple. A breath, and the 3-1 from Castro. De La Cruz swings through it. Got a fastball, came up empty. Runs it full, 3-2. Here in single A, you don't have that luxury. Guys can't pitch on short rest. Most of the time due to organizational rules, guys are limited on scheduling and pitch counts and all that jazz. Payoff, swing and a miss. He got him. Castro back to the fastball, and he sets down De La Cruz for out number one.
Designated hitter number 14, Corey Joyce.
Briseño still over at first base. One away for Corey Joyce in the sixth. Flying Tigers hold a 3-0 lead over the DJs. First pitch to Joyce after a long pause. Is in there for a called strike. Fastball on the inside edge. Makes it 0-1. So when you've got a wacky week here in single A, usually means you got to bring somebody out of the bullpen that usually doesn't start in to start at some point. 0-1, swing and a miss. It's 0-2. That's a big part of the reason why doubleheader games in the minor leagues are just 7 innings. That rule's been in place for a number of years in MILB. They tried that for a season at the big league level, COVID season in 2020. It didn't exactly stick. Probably won't see it again. 0-2. Joyce takes a called strike 3. Castro spots up a fastball on the inside edge, and it's back-to-back strikeouts for the southpaw.
Now batting center fielder, Nomar Fania.
So it's up to Nomar Fania here with Briseño over at first. Lakeland trying to add on to a 3-0 lead, top six. Fania batting from the right side. First pitch. Swing and a miss. Over a changeup. 0-1. It's really interesting to see the difference in Fania's stance between the left side and the right side. Here from the right side, he's open. 0-1. is hammered down the third baseline fair, and it bounces off the sidewall in short left field. Freethy over to get it. He chucks it back in, and that keeps Briseño at third base. And Fania is into second with a double. Runners on second and third. And here's Archer Brookman, the Blue Jay killer. Has a hit tonight. Single in the third inning. Lined out to left his last time. Lakeland knocking on the door, growing their lead. It's 3-0 now in the sixth. Castro's going to go from the windup here. First pitch to Brookman. Misses up and away. It's 1-0. And now Edward Duran wants to call time. Maybe going over the signs with Castro. With a man on second base. Three runs on four hits for Lakeland. No runs on three hits for the Jays. Castro rocks and unfurls the 1-0. Swing and a foul tip. One ball, one strike. Castro, the long and lanky left-hander at 6'1", 150 on the roster. 1-1. A fastball misses upstairs. Two balls, one strike. Castro probably weighs a little bit more than 150 at this point. Those measurements are taken right when guys are first signed. And honestly, Castro might be a little bit taller than 6'1". 2-1. Downstairs. Three balls and one strike. First base is open. Christian Santana waits on deck. Brookman settles into his open stance. Ready for the 3-1. It's flared foul behind home plate. It's full, 3-2. Castro trying to get out of this jam unscathed. Time called by Brookman. Steps out of the box, adjusts his helmet. Castro doesn't budge from the rubber. He's got the sign from Duran. And the payoff pitch on the way. It's popped up out of play on the first base side, and this battle will keep on going. Seventh pitch of the AB coming up between Castro and Brookman. Castro nods at Duran. And now the next 3-2 pitch. Misses outside. That's ball four. Brookman works a walk, and Lakeland has loaded the bases with two outs in the sixth. Christian Santana to the plate. Lakeland already leading 3-0. Base hit here could make it a comfortable cushion at the top of the sixth. Left-handed thrower, right-handed batter, first pitch. A changeup fades outside, ball one. Santana walked in the third. He struck out swinging in the fourth. Castro nods and throws. And a fastball is taken for a called strike. Inside Black, evens the count, one ball, one strike. Santana with some pink batting gloves, at least it looks like from here. 1-1, up and outside, not close. Duran with a reaching grab, it's 2-1. Those batting gloves also might be a shade of off-orange. It's hard to tell. Kind of distorted from the lights. 2-1. It's downstairs. Three balls and one strike. Hitters count for Christian Santana. guy who signed for nearly $3 million back in 2021. 3-1 toss. Swung on and foul tipped. Santana got a piece of it, and it got a piece of Edward Duran. Runs the count full, 3-2. Castro with 3 strikeouts. So his stuff is played tonight. And a jam here. Base is full of Flying Tigers. Here comes the payoff pitch. It's popped up. High in the air behind home plate. Duran looking up into the night sky, dancing around, throws the mask, makes the catch. Duran ripped his hands down onto that baseball and caressed it as he hung on for the catch. Lakeland leaves him loaded in the top of the sixth inning. Castro gets out of it. It's still Lakeland 3, Blue Jays nothing. Going to the home sixth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in 4 styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Blue Jays still trail this one 3-0 to Lakeland as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Arjun Namala, Sean Keyes, and Carter Cunningham will try and change that against Duke Abert. It's been a tough nut to crack. First pitch to Namala. Change up inside for ball one. 1-0. Abert hasn't allowed a base runner. 9 up, 9 down for him with 2 strikeouts. He kicks and deals. And Namala pops it up into shallow right. De La Cruz in, Penny out. It's the second baseman who makes a reaching catch. One away.
Third baseman, number 8, Chucky.
So make it 10 straight, retired by Hebert. He's a lefty, digs in. He tripled his first time. 1-for-2 on the ball game. First pitch is a called strike. It's 0-1. 3-0 Lakeland. Bottom of the sixth. Abert's 0-1. Keyes swings and misses. It's 0-2. Well, Abert has really good swing and miss stuff, at least so far tonight, especially on that changeup. It's not entirely a surprise. As Keyes calls time, considering what Abert did to get to this point in the first place. Here comes his 0-2. Keyes swings and misses. That's strike 3. Slider got him. And Abert continues to cruise along. 2 down for Carter Cunningham. 3-0 Lakeland. Bottom 6. Cunningham 0-for-2. So Abert used that changeup to really burst onto the scene in the World Baseball Classic for Team Nicaragua.
First pitch to Cunningham. Misses up. It's 1-0. It's a great story on Hebert. As an amateur in Nicaragua, he was an outfielder. 1-0. Is chopped foul at the plate. 1-1. And he struggled. Just couldn't hit. So he figured he'd try his hand at pitching. That went pretty well. Well enough to end up on the national team in last year's World Baseball Classic. 1-1. Cunningham swings and foul tips it again. 1-2. So Hebert ended up coming out of the bullpen for Nicaragua in a game that they were losing to the Dominican Republic 5-1 late. And Hebert was getting warmed up, and then they called him and said, all right, you're coming on. And he looked at the lineup, and he thought to himself, oh, my God, I've got the top of the lineup. Cunningham swings and fouls it off. We'll have another one, too. That top of the lineup included Juan Soto, Julio Rodriguez, Manny Machado, Rafi Devers, 1-2. Upstairs, 2-2. Well, what did Hebert do? He struck out Juan Soto, struck out Julio Rodriguez, allowed a double to Manny Machado. The 2-2 is fouled off behind home plate again. We'll have a do-over. And then Hebert bounced back and struck out Devers. What an inning. 2-2 again. Cunningham lays off. Change up down. Runs it full, 3-2. Shortly after that, a Tiger scout said, hey, you want to be a Tiger? Hebert said, sure. Payoff pitch. Inside, that's 4. Carter Cunningham becomes the first Jay tonight to reach against Hebert. Let's see if that can spark something.
Catcher number 12, Edward Durant.
And Hebert balks. He can't believe it, but he stepped on the rubber and then made a movement just as Edward Durant stepped into the box. And Andrew Graham wants to talk things over with Gustavo Garza, the home plate umpire. He gets his explanation. Doesn't really exchange a word back. I think Hebert's argument there was that he was just stepping off the rubber. But he flinched, and the Blue Jays have a man in scoring position for Duran. Now the first pitch. Breaking ball, called strike. It's 0-1. Blue Jays down 3-0 at the bottom of the sixth. Jays have struggled mightily in spots like this all week. Runners in scoring position. 0-1. Duran flies it into right. It's carrying. De La Cruz on the track. Has room. Makes the catch. Inning over. Blue Jays finally get a base runner against Duque Hebert, but he's trans Carter Cunningham on second base. Still a goose egg in the runs column for the Jays as we go to the seventh. It's 3-0 Lakeland on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. It's Lakeland on top of the Blue Jays, 3-0 in the top of the seventh inning at TD Ballpark. Glad you're with us on your Thursday night. Thanks for sticking with us through our earlier rain delay. Colby Martin is into the ball game for the Jays. The hard-throwing right-hander throws the first pitch to Franger Bear Montilla. And he takes a fastball low and outside. It's 1-0. Martin with a fastball that can reach up to 98. Has an ERA of 9 in the early goings as a pro. 1-0. Finds the outside corner. Called strike, and it's 1-1. Martin in 5 innings has allowed 5 earned runs. The biggest problem for him, 10 walks. 1-1. Is swung on and fouled off. It's 1-2. So Martin pitching against a team from Lakeland after pitching for a team from Lakeland this spring at Southeastern. 1-2. Montilla pops it up. Right side, stays on the infield. Tucker Toman calls off Cunningham and makes the catch. It's a P4 for out number one in the seventh.
Left fielder number 10, David Smith.
Here's the top of the lineup in David Smith. Another switch hitter batting from the left side. In case you're just joining us, Lakeland did it scoring in back-to-back innings. 2 runs in the third and then 1 run in the fourth. First pitch to Smith. Curveball outside. Ball one. Smith 0 for 2 with a walk. The 1-0. Swing and a miss, and there goes the bat. Smith can't hang on to his bat. We saw that from J.R. Free the earlier. And now Smith sends a helicopter into the Blue Jays dugout. So Smith will walk into the on-deck circle, dig through the on-deck bag, look for the pine tar. He can't find it. The bat boy points him in the right direction. Smith says, oh, yeah, there it is. And now he'll retrieve the bat. And rub it up with pine tar. I guess tonight's a night where you just need a little extra of that. Count is 1-1. The score, 3-0 Lakeland, top of the seventh. Game 3 of a 7-game set. 1-1. Is it called strike? 1-2. 7-game set. That just sounds funny. No, this isn't the World Series. Just another week in the Florida State League. And the last few games will be necessary, no matter the results early in the week. 1-2 on Smith. Martin from the stretch, the pitch. Misses low. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Blue Jays infield playing to the pull side for Smith. 2-2. Blazes up and away. 97 on the gun. Wasn't close to the zone. Martin reads the sign, throws, and misses downstairs. That's ball 4. 1-out walk in the top of the seventh for Smith. His second free pass tonight brings up Jack Penny.
Second baseman, number 39, Jack Penny.
Martin trying to keep Lakeland's lead right where it's at, 3-0. Top of the seventh inning. Penny worked a bases loaded walk in the third inning. He's 0 for 2 tonight. In an open stance, waits on the first pitch. Misses low and in, skips away from Duran. That allows Smith to move up to second base. And in scoring position for Penny. Penny had to jump out of the way of that one using some quick feet. Gained a reputation at Notre Dame for his quick feet. 1-0, Smith takes off for third. Pitch misses away. Throw down is by Keys into left. Freethy gets to it, but has no play. Smith scores standing, and Lakeland adds a run. It's 4-0. Smith with a mad dash. Steals third. Scores on a throwing error. That grows the lead to 4-0. The count is 2-0 on Penny. Martin throws, and Penny takes up and outside. 3 balls, no strikes. This quote from Notre Dame head coach Sean Stifler really says it all. He said, "Probably the best hands and feet I've ever coached." 3-0. Penny takes in on the hands. That's ball four. And those quick feet are aboard with one out in the seventh. As Martin's command problems continue, Edward Duran will head out to the mound, and Joel Hernandez will as well. Entire Blue Jays infield comes in. Trying to settle Martin down. Josue Briseño due up. Take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard while we've got a moment. Of course, the score that matters the most to these two teams, Lakeland 3 games out of a playoff spot, Blue Jays 6 games out of a playoff spot, trailing first place Fort Myers. And it looks like that game down in Fort Myers tonight has been postponed. That's anticlimactic. First pitch to Briseño. Check swing and a foul tip off Edward Duran. Oh and one. Tampa and Bradenton are doing the same thing that we're doing here tonight. They were supposed to play a doubleheader today, but that's postponed till tomorrow. 0-1 misses low and in. 1 ball, 1 strike. So instead they're playing 1 9-inning game. They're in the top of the fourth there. 1-0 Marauders over Tampa. We'll have more of the out-of-town scores later. 1-1 to Briseño. Is popped out of play, third base side. 1-2. Martin finding the strike zone again. Out in front of Briseño. Was 1-for-3 with a single. Lined one into right. His last time in the sixth. Here's the 1-2. Down and away. On a fastball. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Looking around the seating bowl. A good amount of hearty folks still in attendance. They waited out the rain delay. They won't be denied their baseball tonight. 2-2. Briseño chops it foul, first base side. Jaden Rudd reaches over the railing in the Blue Jays dugout, scoops it up. We'll have a do-over. Martin gets a new baseball on the center of the rubber. He comes set and delivers. And Briseño pops it up. High in the air, right field side. Toman glides out under it near the line. He backpedals and makes the catch. Out number 2.
Right fielder number 21, Jose De La Cruz.
Brings up Jose De La Cruz. 4-0 Lakeland. They've got a run in here in this seventh. Thanks to a wild goose chase from David Smith. First pitch to De La Cruz. There goes the runner as the pitch is slapped into center. Berry moves back, gets behind it, makes the play. Routine, and that ends the inning. Lakeland does add a run to its lead, though, as Smith reaches on a walk, moves to second, steals third, scores on an error. It's now 4-0 Flying Tigers. Time to stretch. A at TD Ballpark, and the Blue Jays need some runs on the Dundee Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Blue Jays offense with some work to do as we start to enter the late stages at TD Ballpark. Bottom of the seventh, 4-0 Lakeland. New pitcher in, Pedro Garcia's first pitch is swung on and missed by Nick Mitchell. It's 0-1. So Garcia comes into the ball game out of the bullpen. He's thrown 7 innings this season and allowed 16 earned runs. 0-1 runs in. 1-1. So that goes into the ERA department at 20.57. Garcia throws, and Mitchell swings and misses over a slider. It's 1-2. Those numbers inflated by a really tough start to the season for Garcia back in April. Just returning to Lakeland now here in August. The 1-2 is popped up towards second. Shortstop Montilla says he's got it, and he does. Makes the catch for out number one.
Second baseman, number 9, Tucker Thomas.
Blue Jays trail it 4-0. Bottom of the seventh, trying to avoid losing the first 3 games of this 7-game set. Toman 1-for-2 with a single and a strikeout. First pitch. He's slapped out of play, third base side. It's 0-1. Garcia from the windup. Kicks and delivers. Toman swings and foul tips it into Brookman's mitt. It's 0-2. So an interesting note on the big picture tonight. Again, it was supposed to be a doubleheader today. Both teams have used the starting pitchers who were supposed to pitch in game 2. 0-2, swinging a foul back. We'll do it again. For the Jays, it was Christopher Castro. He was supposed to start game 2. Instead, he pitched 2 innings here tonight. And now Pedro Garcia, who is going to start game 2 for Lakeland, into the ball game. 0-2 to Tuck. High and outside. He takes ball 1. Tucker rocks back and forth in his stance. The 1-2 misses high and tight. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Lights have taken full effect, shining brightly onto some grass that now holds a lot of dew. 2-2. As a sharp popper right to the second baseman, Penny. He smothers it and throws to first in time. 2 up, 2 down in the Blue Jays' 7th.
Now batting center fielder, Brayden Henry.
brings up Braden Berry. If you look close enough at the grass, you can see footprints all around the infield. First pitch to Berry is slapped foul down the first baseline. 0-1. There's almost a trail leading from home plate to the pitcher's mound. From catchers walking from behind home plate out to the mound. And also pitchers walking from the mound to out in front of the mound. A lot of condensation tonight. A lot of moisture in the atmosphere. 0-1. Fastball called strike two. It's 0-2. No runs on the board for the Jays, trailing 4-0. Bottom seven. Garcia rocks and fires and misses outside. One ball, two strikes. This is the Blue Jays offense that's been outstanding all month. Rare to see a goose egg in that runs column. The 1-2. Berry takes a called strike three. Slider froze him. And Pedro Garcia works a 1-2-3. Bottom of the seventh. And it's still a shutout intact for Lakeland. They lead it 4-0. We go to the eighth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Colby Martin is back out for the Jays as we go to the top of the eighth inning. Blue Jays trail this one 4-0. Martin set to face Corey Joyce, Nomar Fania, and Archer Brookman here in the eighth inning. Joyce 0-3 with a pop out and two strikeouts on his line. Martin from the stretch, he deals the first pitch and misses low and away. That's 1-0. Wind breezing out to right field ever so slightly. Not quite as intense as it was when the storms were rolling in earlier. 1-0. Joyce takes down an inside. Two balls, no strikes. And no, we're not talking about the storms yesterday. We're talking about the storms tonight. This week has felt just like one big giant rain delay. 2-0 down and outside. Three balls, no strikes. Rain delay last night. Rain delay tonight. But hey, at the end of the day, we're playing baseball. We can't complain too much. 3-0. Joyce takes all the way and watches a strike. 3-1. Martin gathers the sign, kicks and fires, and pours a fastball off the outside corner. That's ball four, and that'll be all for Mr. Martin. Jose Mayorga comes out of the Blue Jays dugout, and he'll go back to the bullpen. for a new hurler. Man aboard for Lakeland. They're trying to add to a 4-0 advantage here in the top of the eighth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. New pitcher for the Jays is Nate Garko. Changeup extraordinaire. Comes into the ball game on a grand total of 0 days rest. He pitched yesterday before the rain delay, just 2/3 of an inning. He threw 8 pitches, so I'm sure he had a conversation with the Blue Jays coaching staff that went something like, "Hey, Nate, you good to pitch again today?" "Oh, yeah, of course." So here he is. Garko will face Nomar Fania, who's 2-for-3 with a homer and a double. The man on first base. Lakeland leads 4-0 in the eighth. First pitch, swing and a miss. It's 0-1. That was the changeup from Garko. And that is a nasty pitch. Steady diet of changeups from him. He sets and throws. Fania swings and misses. On, you guessed it, changeup. It's 0-2. So Fania doubled from the right side his last time. Now he's back to the left side. And his stance is drastically different on the left side. Bat's in a very close stance. 0-2. Bouncing balls. The bat tumbles on the first base line. It goes to the second baseman, Toman. That would be the ball. And he makes the play in time for out number one. So Fania chops out. That moves Joyce from first to second.
Number 45, Archer Brookman.
Here's Archer Brookman. But it's interesting to see switch hitters because some guys have identical stances from both sides of the plate. Like J.R. Freethy, pretty close for the Jays. But with Fania, just two totally different stances. First pitch to Brookman. Misses outside, ball one. Lakeland trying to add to a 4-0 advantage. Top of the eighth. Garko reads the sign from Duran. A breath. And the pitch. Misses up. That time the fastball at 87 from Garko. That tops out around 88, 89. That's that changeup that usually gets the job done in terms of swings and misses. Brookman has reached twice, singled and scored in the third, walked in the sixth. The pitch is a called strike. It's 2-1. We've mentioned a few times this week, Brookman, a Canadian himself, native of Pointe-Claire, Quebec. It's on Montreal Island. 2-1 is popped up. Third base side of the infield, fading towards the seats. Duran has no play. Bounces on some cement. Two balls, two strikes. I'm sure Brookman was surprised last night. He had the night off, so I'm sure he had a chance to kind of gaze around the stadium a little bit. And if he turned around above Lakeland's third base dugout, he would have been surprised to see a Montreal Expos jersey that a fan was wearing. 2-2. High chopper down to first. Cunningham is there. He sprints to the bag, steps on it, and that's out number two. Joyce moves from second to third. It's up to Christian Santana to get him in.
Third baseman, number 15, Christian Santana.
Santana 0 for 2 with a walk. Those Expos jerseys, you don't see them a ton, but you see them more than you might expect for a team that's now defunct. First pitch to Santana. Change up, just misses outside. 1-0. Four runs, four hits, one error for Lakeland. No runs, three hits, one error for the Jays. Carco sets and delivers. And Santana just gets a piece of it, fouls it back. One ball, one strike. Nate reads the sign, deals. And that's a strike. Fastball right on the outside black. Makes it 1-2 on Santana. Garco picking up where he left off before a promotion to Double-A. He's been great in his time with the Jays. A 1-2 is swung on and missed on a pitch in the dirt. Duran picks it up, throws down. Cunningham fields. Steps on the bag, and the inning is over. Nate Garco strands Corey Joyce on third base, leaves the inherited runner there, and leaves the score at 4-0, Lakeland. Bottom of the eighth, coming up next on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Blue Jays trail 4-0 to Lakeland in the bottom of the eighth inning. Thanks for sticking around on your Thursday night. First pitch from Pedro Garcia to J.R. Freethy. Nine batter for the Blue Jays. He takes high. It's 1-0. Freethy 0-2 tonight. Reached on an error, but that won't extend his on-base streak. Hanging in the balance at 14 games. 1-0 is slapped into left, fading away from Smith, but he gets there and makes the catch near the corner. Freethy is out number one.
Designated hitter, number 40, Eddie Micheletti.
And now here's another guy trying to extend his on-base streak to 15 games. Eddie Micheletti. He's 0-3. Two pop-outs and a strikeout. First pitch. It's a called strike. It's 0-1. Blue Jays down 4-0, bottom eight. How about the big league club up at Fenway Park? They lead 2-0, top of the ninth. And Boston, 0-1. Roller down to first. Briseño snags it and steps down the pillow. Out number two. Two up, two down for Garcia. Here's Arjun Namala.
Number 18, Arjun Namala.
Big headline coming out of Fenway Park tonight. Bowden Francis again. Seven innings, one hit, no walks, five Ks. And he's got the Jays in position for a win. 2-0 in the top of the ninth. First pitch to Namala, looped into shallow left. Smith comes in, and it bounces in front of him. Base knock for Arjun. That's the Blue Jays' first hit since the second inning. Welcome back to the hit column.
Number eight, Sean Keyes.
Brings up Sean Keyes. And a tip of the cap to Lakeland's bullpen. Started with Duque Aibert. He only allowed one base runner on a walk in the sixth. Pedro Garcia with a 1-2-3 seventh. His first pitch to Sean Keyes here in the eighth misses inside. 1-0. It's jarring to see the Blue Jays' offense shut down. League leaders in average, OPS, runs scored, on base percentage, in the month of August, the Florida State League. 1-0. Inside. Two balls, no strikes. That makes this feat even more impressive for Lakeland, working on a shutout. Working towards a third straight win over the Jays. It would be a fourth straight win overall at the right time. 2-0. Keyes checks his swing. Did he go? Yes, he did, according to Caden Gustafson. Looked like he did from here. Went after a slider. It's 2-1. Lakeland three games out of a playoff spot behind first place Fort Myers. They're not playing tonight. So if Lakeland hangs on for the win, they'll be 2.5 games back. 2-1. Keyes skies it the opposite way. This could be trouble. Down the line and left. Santana, the third baseman, can't catch it. It drops. Namala gets the wave around third base. There's going to be a play at the plate. It is in time to get him. And that's how the inning ends. And if there's one play that sums up the night for the Blue Jays, it might be that. The shutout remains. Namala tossed out at the plate. Still 4-0 as we go to the ninth. Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. After Arjun Namala is thrown out at the plate by third baseman Christian Santana on a strike from shallow left. Still 4-0 Lakeland as we go to the top of the ninth. Nate Garko back out. He'll face Frangier Barramontia, the nine batter. He's batting from the left side. First pitch from Nate. A fastball misses outside. It's 1-0. Montia reached on a fielder's choice and came in to score in the third inning. On a bases-loaded walk, 1-0. Montia lays off a changeup high and outside. Two balls, no strikes. So Lakeland scored two runs in the third, got a solo homer from Nomar Fania in the fourth, and they scored again on an error in the seventh. 2-0, Montilla rips and misses. Changeup, pulled the string. It's 2-1. Garco from the stretch. Takes a breath, throws. And Montilla chops it right at the second baseman, Toman. He wings it first in time. Quick out number one. Here's the top of the lineup and David Smith.
Left fielder number 10, David Smith.
Smith has walked twice tonight. Scored his last time, scored on that error in the seventh. Last run in this ball game. 4-0 Lakeland, top of the ninth. Garco's first pitch. Smith takes outside, ball one. Hey, going back to the big league game for a moment, Blue Jays leading 2-0 over Boston, bottom of the ninth. Scrolling through the box score, looking at Bowden Francis's line, 1-0. Misses low and in, two balls, no strikes. Couldn't help but recognize quite the familiar name on the Red Sox side of the box score. Rich Hill made his return tonight. 2-0 is downstairs on a slider. It's 3-0. So Rich Hill making a comeback to the big leagues. He's 44 years old. He's entering Jamie Moyer territory. 3-0. Smith takes all the way and takes high. I think even he was surprised that that one missed. That was close. Third walk of the ball game for Smith brings up Jack Penny.
Second baseman, number 39, Jack Penny.
4-0 Lakeland, top nine. So Rich Hill, inning in a third, no hits, no walks, two strikeouts against the big Blue Jays tonight. First pitch to Jack Penny, swing and a miss. Good change up, makes it 0-1. Somebody had a great piece of research on Rich Hill online the other day. 0-1 to Penny from Garco. Is roped into right, sends Mitchell over. He makes the catch. Moving towards the line and right. Penny is out number two. Here's Josue Briseño. This is great. From somebody on Twitter, at John Becker underscore. So our compliments to John for this piece. Andrew Bailey was drafted, debuted, won the Rookie of the Year, became teammates with Rich Hill in 2012, retired, and became Hill's new pitching coach all in the span of Hill's career. First pitch to Briseño, misses low, gets away from Duran, but he scrambles to recover. Smith still over at first. So Hill and Andrew Bailey were only teammates during Hill's age 32 season. But no less. 1-0, there goes Smith. Pitch misses high, throw down from Duran is sailed into center. Smith gets up. Heads to third. He's in standing. That throw took off on Duran. Stolen base. And a throwing error. Second one tonight on Edward. Two and oh on Briseño. Briseño singled in the sixth, 1-for-4 tonight. The pitch is hit hard down the line and right, hooking foul. Oh, that was a rocket off Briseño's bat. Got a hanging off speed pitch at the top of the zone. But just a foul ball. Count is 2-1. Briseño, the big left-handed batter, 6'4". The pitch, Misses high. Close to the zone. Not close enough, according to ABS, I guess. So it's 3-1. Hitters count for Briseño. Pitch on the way from Nate Garko. Swing and a foul tip. Runs it full, 3-2. Lakeland trying to add on to a 4-0 lead, top of the ninth. Blue Jays will have Cunningham, Duran, and Mitchell, 4-5-6, in the bottom of the ninth as they try and avoid a shutout. Garko sets and steps off. Could hear a pin drop at TD Ballpark right now. Now, Garko chucks the payoff pitch. Briseño takes outside. Changeup, oh so close, but it's ball four. That puts men on the corners with two down for De La Cruz.
Right fielder, number 21, Jose De La Cruz.
The most frustrating part of this game, if you're a Jays fan, is maybe not the runs column, but the hits column. The Blue Jays are out hitting Lakeland 5-4, but yet they're losing 4-0. First pitch to De La Cruz, fouled back. It's 0-1. That brings back some bad memories from last night's Blue Jays loss. They out-hit Lakeland by 4-8-4, and lost 4-2. So the hits have been there. Garko throws over to first, low and late. Smith stays put over at third base. Briseño, not much of a threat to run. He's got one stolen base this summer. 0-1. Called strike on a fastball. Outer half the plate. It's 0-2. Edward Duran puts the signs out. In case Lakeland wants to try something. Maybe a steal play. Garko ready for the 0-2. Here it is. It's popped up. Left side of the infield. Keys charges in. Called off by the shortstop, Namala. He makes the catch. Inning over. Nate Garko works around a little bit of trouble. Leaves men on the corners. And we go to the bottom of the ninth. Last chance for the Jays. They trail 4-0 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Blue Jays need a rally down to their final three outs. They trail Lakeland 4-0. And Pedro Garcia returns to the mound for the Flying Tigers to try and finish it off. Garcia has worked two scoreless innings. Blue Jays threatened in the eighth as Arjun Namala tried to score from first and a bloop double from Sean Keyes into shallow left, but third baseman Christian Santana fired a strike to the plate to get him. Blue Jays will send up 4-5-6 in their lineup, starting with Carter Cunningham, who reached on a walk in the sixth inning. His 11th walk in his last seven games. First pitch, fastball called strike. On the outside corner, it's 0-1. Garcia with a big deep breath, the pitch. Swing and a miss from Cunningham. It's quickly 0-2. You can't help but think back to the bases-loaded opportunity that the Blue Jays had in the second inning and think what could have been if they were able to convert in that spot. However, they couldn't. And here we are, 4-0 Lakeland in the ninth. The 0-2. Cunningham rolls it sharply down to first. Briseño drops to an E, scoops it up, takes it to the bag for out number one.
Catcher, number 12, Edward Durant.
Here's Edward Durant. Durant 0-3. Line out, fly out. Ground out on his line. Right-hander on right-hander in the first pitch from Garcia. Swing and a foul back. There goes Durant's bat. Oh, my goodness. It's contagious. First it was Freethy letting go. Then it was David Smith. And now it's Duran. Just a slippery night at the ballpark, I guess. If there is such a thing. Duran back in the box, ready for the 0-1. Here it is. It misses up on a slider. One of the many pitches tonight that looks good enough to be in the zone but isn't, according to ABS. The 1-1. Duran flies it into shallow center. Penny out, Fania in. It's Penny who calls for it, makes the catch backpedaling, and the Blue Jays are down to their final out.
Right fielder, number 43, Nick Mitchell.
Brings up Nick Mitchell. So if the Blue Jays can't come back with their final out here, they'll be 6.5 games back with 10 games remaining in the regular season. Their elimination number would be 7. First pitch to Nick Mitchell, swing and a miss. It's 0-1. Mitchell 1-3. Singled in the second. Two pop-outs on the infield since. 0-1 to the lefty. Bouncing ball down to first, and it gets by Briseño into right. The Jays live on to see another AB. We'll wait and see how that one is scored. Regardless, here's Toman.
Second baseman, number 9, Tucker Toman.
These two teams back at it tomorrow. Frankly, we don't know what time yet, but there's going to be a doubleheader tomorrow, hopefully. First pitch to Toman, misses in, ball one. Then again, we were supposed to have a doubleheader last night. We were also supposed to have a doubleheader tonight. And maybe a third night's the charm. Tune in tomorrow to find out. 1-0. Toman swings and misses. Went golfing after a slider. One ball, one strike. It's a single for Mitchell. So no error on Briseño, who's holding Mitchell over at first. The set, the pitch. Toman fouls it off near his front ankle. Makes it 1-2, and the Blue Jays are down to their final strike. Garcia came into this outing with an ERA over 20. He's been sharp, trying to slam the door. The 1-2, Toman swings and misses, and that's the ball game. Lakeland has come to TD Ballpark and taken each of the first three games of this series, and all of a sudden, they stand just 2.5 games back of first place Fort Myers coming down the home stretch. Flying Tigers have gotten hot. With the win, they improved to 32-23 in the second half of the season, 74-46 overall. Division best in the Florida State League West. With the loss, the Blue Jays are 28-27, 62-59, and 6.5 games back of the Mighty Muscles with just 10 games left to play. Let's get you the final totals here for a break. Lakeland scored four runs on four hits. They committed one error. And they left nine men on base. Blue Jays shut out, no runs on six hits, two errors, and they leave seven, going 0-for-5 with runners in scoring position. Losing pitcher is Daniel Guerra. In four innings, Daniel led up two hits, three earned runs, three walks, five strikeouts. The winning pitcher is Duque Abert, who was excellent for the Flying Tigers out of the bullpen. Four near-perfect innings. No hits, no runs, one walk, three strikeouts for Abert. He improves to 4-2, while Pedro Garcia gets the save for going three innings. This ball game was played in front of a crowd of 438 in 2 hours and 28 minutes after a delay of 2 hours and 6 minutes. That pushed back our starting time. We'll step aside for a break. Come back with a look at the out-of-town scoreboard and the details on tomorrow's doubleheader here at TD Ballpark. Lakeland wins 4-0. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the four-game Flex Pack. Purchase four or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Back inside TD Ballpark, this one is in the books, 4-0 in favor of the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Flygers have taken each of the first three games here this week. Let's look elsewhere around the Florida State League and around the Blue Jays organization. They're in the bottom of the fifth inning down Bradenton. Tampa has taken a 3-1 lead now. Final score from St. Lucie, Jupiter 3, St. Lucie 2. Palm Beach and Daytona have wrapped up their action tonight in Palm Beach. It's the Cardinals 8 and Daytona 3. Palm Beach is 76-46, best record in the Florida State League. Bradenton and Tampa, we're going to play a doubleheader. Game 2 is postponed. They'll play a doubleheader tomorrow, just as we will. And Fort Myers and Clearwater were postponed. They'll play a doubleheader tomorrow. So, not one, not two, but three doubleheaders on the docket tomorrow in the Florida State League. That's the Florida State League. Hopefully things are a little less chaotic on the weather side of things around Toronto's out-of-town scoreboard, around the organization. We start with AA New Hampshire, who lost 5-4 in 10 innings in Altoona tonight. AAA Buffalo drops another game to Durham, 6-3, the final score there. And High A Vancouver will take on Hillsboro at 10:05 Eastern. Connor O'Halloran on the mound for the Seas. Big League Club, we talked about their score a little bit. Bowden Francis, 7 shutty to earn the win in a 2-0 victory for the Blue Jays over the Red Sox to wrap up that series at Fenway. So looking ahead to tomorrow, let's see if we have a start time on the doubleheader. We do. So a doubleheader tomorrow will start at 4 o'clock. 2 7-inning games. First pitch for game 1 at 4 o'clock. Game 2 will start 30 minutes after the conclusion of game 1. And for any fans in the area, the gates will open at 3:30 p.m. So there are the details on tomorrow's twin bill. We'll keep our fingers crossed and hope we can actually get it in this time. Goodness. No normal days here this week at TD Ballpark. No winning days yet for the Blue Jays. They'll hope to change that tomorrow. They'll have two cracks at it with Game 1 starting at 4 o'clock. That about does it for our coverage tonight at TD Ballpark. For our entire hardworking crew, this is Larry Larson saying thank you so much for joining us on your Thursday night. And we hope you can join us again tomorrow for two ball games starting at 4 p.m. One more time, the final score tonight. It's Lakeland 4 and the Blue Jays nothing. This has been a presentation of the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. So long, everybody.